Father, we thank you tonight as we study on the new wine. We ask the Holy Spirit to bring Jesus into this place, that he know more about it than the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your help in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get into the Bible. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. Verse 22. I want you to establish the word new in your mindset. The word N-E-W. I want you to establish that word in your mindset. For I think that the Holy Spirit will show some things about new that will bring changes in your life tonight. The word new. The word new relate, I believe, to the word fresh. I also believe, you listening? It relates to there's so much more for the believer that we have not seen or experienced yet. Amen. Okay? And I think we learn how to drink new wine all the time, that the expansion of our Christian journey going to expand and enlarge, and we're going to be more in control of things by the Spirit. Things that we have not been able to touch, things that we have not been able to really get our hand on, but by understanding this new wine and how to drink it all the time, I think the spiritual deficit that we have experienced for a long time, lack of ability to get over that hump we need to get over, yes. I think this is going to do it for you. I hear the church say amen.
Amen.
I need you to have expectancy. And the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to grip with no matter what we teach. He got to be in the center of it because it's all from him.
Amen.
And so as we read this 22nd verse in Mark 2, I'm going to go to another verse in Luke 5. To establish some fact. But the 22nd verse says, and no man put his new wine into old bottles. Okay. Else the new wine does burst the bottle. The bottle can't handle it. So you can't put revelation in religion. Revelation upset religion. And they say you're a cult or something. You come here talking about Jesus standing up in the room. Yeah, he in here. And no man put a new wine into old bottles, else the new wine does burst the bottle, and the wine is spilled, and the bottle will be marred. But new wine must be put in what?
New bottles.
All right. Now, this you're going to relate to something very powerful in a few moments. If you're listening in the Spirit, you're going to relate to something very powerful, and you'll start doing it. In Luke chapter 5 now. Luke 5. Luke 5. Let somebody who never said amen before say amen.
Amen.
In Luke 5, verse 37. And no man put his new wine into old bottles. Else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But, verse 38 now, but new wine must be put in new bottles, and both are preserved.
Amen.
See it?
Yes, sir.
Now, notice verse 39, because I thought it brought a connotation to me in the transition I've taken these 46 years in ministering in different denominations and different things I've seen. Look at this 39th verse. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desires new. So I see some of you all when I shift to another level, and you've been on that level so long, you know, you say, oh man, where you going now? I wish I just had me a regular pastor. But no man also have, but yeah, you got to deal with that body. You got to deal with that mind. Don't tell me that. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. I know some of the stuff I've been bringing you to, you got to deal with it. You got to pray. You got to ask God to have mercy on you. And you got to ask the Lord, Lord, you really want me at this church? See, because your old, the old wine is so strong, and you got used to it, and you don't have to do nothing else. Just drink it. But in the new wine, you got to make changes. Because the wine keep being new. All right, all right, all right. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desires new. Straightway desires new. I've been eating like this all my life. You come here and tell me it's wrong. But I'm sick though. You see what I'm saying? See, so sometimes people don't want to make changes. But when you're drinking new wine, you got to make changes. Are you following me? So he says, no man also having drunk old wine straightway desires new. He's not going to immediately go for it. For he says the old is better. I've been doing what I want to do. You know, even though I don't feel no better, but I think it's better. That's not right. Now, here's something that you're going to have to catch. I think the new wine, we're talking about the new wine, I know it, is about drinking in the Spirit. Consistent in the Spirit, always fresh. But now look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17 now. This new wine has to regulate 2 Corinthians 5:17. The old wine is not going to work.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all are in Christ?
Amen.
All right, therefore, then a man, that mean woman, to be in Christ, he is what?
A new creature.
A new creation, and need new fuel. To function properly. I'm a new creature. You a new creature?
Yes.
So by me being a new creature, I need some new wine.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And it goes on to say, all things are passed away.
Right.
What?
Yep.
Something got to die.
Yes, sir.
Look at the last part of his voice then. We're still talking about new. New mentioned twice in there. Behold, all things are become new. New mentioned twice in that voice.
Yes, sir.
See? Now, the problem with this voice is you think you know it.
Yes, sir.
That's the problem, because you've been quoted, you know, and it's a fresh voice. Everybody know it. But tonight, we're going at another angle. We're seeing something else deeper now, that this new creature needs new wine.
Yes, sir.
And the same old is not going to work because our enemy keeps changing on us. And so I'll give you these words. Maybe these words will help you. Revelation. That's new wine. The rim that this new wine function in. Rim. It's a rim. It's not the natural, normal, physical, sensical, corner rim.
Yes.
It operates in the rim of God. Revelation, the rim, it produces another rhythm in life.
Amen.
You don't march to the old drum beat all the time. God give you some fresh stuff, some insight, some understanding. Are you here?
Yes.
Who never said hallelujah? Say hallelujah. Oh. Then I'm giving you some powerful words that the Holy Ghost gave me. Then a rhema word is a live word. A rhema word is not a written word only. It's a live word. It's personal. It has spoken to you, and nobody can talk you out of it because you know you heard God's voice. And you say, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Once you hear God's voice, you can have 19 scientists talk to you or lawyers talk to you. You know you've heard from God, and you know he's more powerful than 19 lawyers. See? See, so drinking this new wine and understanding what you're doing, you're going to begin to walk into rhema revelation.
Yes, sir.
A word just for you.
Yes.
A word for you not to teach nobody else.
Amen.
A word just for your personal situation, because God wants to talk to you personally about that situation, and it's private.
Yes.
How many of y'all like to get a private word every now and then to deal with your situation? And that's the way God worked. God worked with all of us, but in our personal business, we should learn how to walk in the Spirit so God can give us a rhema, private word just for us. A word that we don't have to explain to nobody else. It's my word. It's my walk with God. I'll try to give you these words. In drinking a new wine, there's a certain stage that you're about to go in of reaping. Reaping, places you have not reaped before. I'm going to get to the new wine in a few minutes. You have not reaped before. It's a reaping. It's a new dimension. Oh, my goodness. A new dimension of reaping. You know, reaping means harvest. Yeah. Reaping means manifestation. Reaping mean demonstration. Y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Oh, no. It's powerful, man. Reaping mean manifestation. Reaping mean demonstration. Reaping mean not normal. Beyond normal. Beyond average. Restoration. All the robberies that have been committed.
Yes.
When you was on a certain level. You catch the enemy, so you got to return to your sevenfold. And so in your life tonight coming a restoration. Everything you've been robbed of by drinking a new wine, you're going to have a better understanding. You're going to know how to deal with it. See, in the system, regular wine, we're going to look at that in a few minutes, regular wine tastes better when it's old. New wine tastes good at the scratch. That mean not listen, I feel the Holy Ghost. That mean the long waiting period. You've been waiting for your answer. Shorten up tonight. When you drink the new wine, you don't have to give it time to ferment. It come ready to drink. You getting this? Everything about to speed up in your life because you're getting a better understanding of how to function in the realm of the Spirit, how to function in revelation, how to eat a ram of word. Are you following me? So, in this teaching, it will bring forth revival.
Yes, sir. Yes. Glory to God.
Revival.
Revival.
Resurrection.
Yes.
It will also stimulate your righteousness.
Yes.
Boy, if your righteousness ever gets stimulated properly by the Spirit, and that new wine stimulates righteousness. In other words, that you're in right standing with God and all the rights you have because you're righteous. Y'all ain't taking, y'all ain't getting. Y'all, I wish I could hear them people online. It will cause your righteousness to flow forcefully. See, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it will cause righteousness, and I know righteousness, peace, don't let righteousness leave it. See, it will cause a kingdom process to start picking place in your life. Righteousness, peace, and joy start moving together. In overflow proportion. Are y'all hearing me? See, now all this, we're talking about this new wine, because the new wine is talking about drinking. We eat the word and we drink the spirit. Yes. The new wine, I'm going to prove to you, the new wine, even worldly folks know the new wine is something different. Worldly folks get nervous when people start drinking new wine. And as new creatures, you need to drink new wine all the time. What I say? Drinking in the spirit. Stay thirsty, my friend. Stay thirsty, my daughter, my son, as a father to you. I want you to stay thirsty. I want you to, stay hungry and thirsty for the things of God. Drink it. Eat it. All right, I got three more words to give and I'll go back. Reigning, R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G, reigning in life. You begin, when you're drinking a new wine, you're going to begin to reign over situations that baffle you somehow. You prayed. Now, let me go ahead on and touch this. One of the ways to keep drinking new wine is praying in the Holy Ghost. You're drinking. New wine, because rhema, revelation, restoration, revival, resurrection, all flow in the vein. When you're praying in the spirit, you're in another, the old wine has to back up. See? Yeah, all right. And then rivers will be produced, and then a phenomenal rejoicing. You rejoice when things don't look right. You still jump around, clapping your hands, say, what's the matter with him? What's the matter with her? But you're in a zone. Every now and then I got to holler, all right? You're in a zone. Oh, my goodness. You're in a zone. You're in a zone of your own. You're in your own world. You know what I'm saying? Because God has wrapped his arm around you. God have let you lay your head in his bosom. Are you seeing this? Yes. Yeah, it become personal, doesn't it? Yes. Now, let me see. Can I get back to where we need to go now? Go to Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5. There are some commanded blessings that the Lord put out when we rightly divide the word. Ephesians 5, verse 17. Well, let's go to verse 15. Now, I didn't say this, but it got in your walk not as fools. Everybody got in my Bible, a little writing on the head. Walk not as fool. Okay. Anybody, any of y'all ever saw a person drunk? Yes. Any of y'all ever been drunk yourself? I say, anybody ever been drunk on alcohol yourself? Well, you know how we acted, right? You're on the whole world.
Yep.
Nobody can tell you nothing. Just go sit down. You ain't talking to me. Said, man, come in, man. Said, when you're real drunk, say, your car on fire there, let it burn. And it wasn't your car, it's your wife's car. you understand how unadaptable you become. So, I see, Lord. If you don't understand the importance of knowing how to drink new wine all the time, you're going to start walking times out of your covenant, the man said, as a fool.
Yeah.
Scripture says, then, verse 15, see then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So this wine has something to do with your wisdom.
Amen.
What I said?
This wine. So
when this wine, we're not drinking this wine, we start walking naturally.
Yeah.
And we step into some foolish traps that the enemy has set for us. You follow what I'm saying? I've stepped in. Come on. Come on. The rest of y'all, come on. I'm not going to move to the rest of y'all. Come on. Everybody done stepped in some foolish trap. But as drinking this wine, spending time praying in the Holy Ghost, yielding to your new nature, and yielding to the fuel of the Word and the Spirit of life that give you a functioning ability to function above average.
Yes.
Above average.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear in my spirit there are supreme functioning headed your way. You heard that?
Yes.
Supreme functioning is headed your way. A new manifestation about to take place in your life, and you're going to begin to demonstrate some new things. Some things you can't explain. It'd be so powerful. The only person you'd be to talk to about is a person who has some spiritual altitude. You can't talk to somebody else about it because they're gonna name it something else because they've never seen it. That's why I don't want to mention it, but I feel so sorry for the rest of the members of this church. See, the Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself. You can't assemble here on the internet, then you're a member.
That's true.
See, you need to be close to your brothers and sisters. And you need to have some around you with ugly ways, some around you with good ways, testing you. All that build you up. Fellowship don't mean you be around good folk, it be around some members got ugly ways but they're just nice people. They just don't know no better yet. But you need to be around them so you can say, I love you anyway. Can you see that?
Yes,
see, God knew we wasn't going to be all just alike in the natural.
Right.
You said at home, everything calm and clear. You come here and say, God didn't speak. She look at you. Spoke to the other two people right for you. You got to learn how not to let people control you. But you got to be among people to be able to handle this. See, being among people of different stages makes you strong.
Yeah.
Everybody got to smile at you every time. There's a bunch of smiling people. Yeah, and you don't know what you are. You don't know if you got no power. Everybody like you, patting you on the back.
Good,
come on. Finally, they should come to one if they be in the congregation long enough, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we're talking about how to drink new wine all the time. Now, I've given you the key, pray in the Spirit. And you have fresh wine flowing. Fresh revelation. fresh understanding, fresh wisdom, fresh presence. Oh my goodness. Fresh presence of God. The wine got all that flowing in it. See? Fresh understanding. Make the Bible fresh. Make Jesus fresh to you. You see what I'm saying? You can get in the humdrum of everyday things and Jesus is not fresh no more.
That's right.
But that new wine, pouring him, saying, no, he's fresh, you see. And I'm in a hurry, you know. Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. All right? We're doing what? Redeeming the time, right? Because the days are evil. Now watch this. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see that? All right. Now notice what he says here now. And be not drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. See. In other words, now we have this old wine meeting a new wine here. See, being filled with the Spirit is an aspect of the new wine. So he said, be not drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In other words, be filled with new wine. Now he tell you how to do it. Speaking to yourself. In psalm and hymn and spiritual song. I start singing. Huh? Sing a spiritual song. I ain't talking about a song that God wrote. I'm talking about just singing to the Lord yourself. Just start singing. You know something like, Lord, you my master key.
Come on, sir.
That's right.
With you, I can unlock everything. Lord, you my strength. And that's why I'm not going to fall. Yeah, I ain't talking about no voice. We talking about singing to the Lord, you see. So it's speaking to yourself in psalm and hymn, spirit song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he says, submitting yourself to one another in the fear of the Lord. Go to Acts chapter 12 now. No, Acts chapter 2. I don't know where that one come from. Acts chapter 2, and I'll show you something. Then I'm going to give you some points. I got 33 more minutes of my minister.
Take your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Acts chapter 2. You know how much you've been taught these few minutes? Huh? Your revelation and change. The new wine, praying in the Spirit and being thirsty, going to bring you rhema words. That's a personal word from God to you for your situation. I get them all the time. I say, I get them all the time. That's why I got peace. You can't have peace unless you're getting some rhema word. Or you can read the word, but the real peace is when that word come alive and become a word to you. That's why meditation is so important. Meditation it causes stronger visitation from God because you're not focusing on nothing else but Him. When you start drinking this new wine, it shakes the world up. It will shake religion up. Preachers and all, religious preachers and deacons and real deep people, it will shake them up. Yeah, you got some deep people, real deep. Some of them went down too far for me. I won't come back and get real deep. You ever met deep spiritual people you can't talk to them? Oh, Jesus, they know everything. They can't even receive a revelation you got coming out your mouth because they're trying to tell you something. They're never quiet. Acts 2:1. Now here I want you to see this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one accord in one place. Jesus had told them in Acts 1:8, don't go out there without this. See, he had ministered to them about the kingdom because he's about to leave and minister to them in Acts 1:8, what he's going to take. So they did what he told them to do. Verse 2 says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Now, wind has something to do with the Spirit.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And it filled all the house where they were sitting. See, it filled all the house. And so not only they got filled, the house was full. And they appeared unto them. Now, the fire got something to do with the Holy Ghost, too. Tongue like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Are you with me?
Yes.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, verse 4, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Mm-hmm. Now, that new wine go to flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you're not speaking in tongue on a daily basis, you're cheating yourself. Okay? That old body might get lazy on you. Tongue might get lazy on you. But you make it do it. After some, oh my goodness. After some time of making it do it, it'll make you do it. Yeah, things come out so much better. 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 I said things will come out so much better. Yeah, this is not nothing you can fake.
Yes, sir.
You either do it or you're not doing it. But things will come out much better.
Yes.
Better flow in life.
Yes,
all right? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I want you to see something here. Verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, and the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now, this is the type of action will start happening when you are constantly drinking new wine or praying in the Spirit. A whole lot of people are going to be confounded because they don't understand where you're coming from because you're in another dimension.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you only can help them if they let you help them.
Right.
And say in verse 7, and they were amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how yet we, every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born. And then the Parthians and Medians and Elamites and dwellers in Macedonia and Judah and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and the part of Libya. I don't know what I'm calling them words. And Libya about Cyrene and strange of Romans, call them everything. James, Jews and proselytes. You do the same thing. You don't know all them words. But they don't have nothing to do with the spirit aspect. They don't have nothing to do with what we're trying to accomplish here. I'm just calling them a name. You call them what you want to call them. And Crete and Arabian, we do hear them speak in our, verse 11, our tongue, and what they're speaking. Watch it now. I want you to pay close attention. Because what I'm teaching you, you can't be afraid to be different.
Yes, sir.
You can't be afraid to be different because you're going to be different. If you follow what I'm telling you to do, you're going to be different.
Yes,
and so that means family members not going to understand.
Yeah.
Your favorite one.
Yes,
like she offered you a piece of pie and you say, I can't eat that. God, you're going crazy. This is the best pie in the world. Yeah, but it got poison in it. Got cancer in it. You're pausing the man. You're killing me. I don't love you that much to let you kill me no more.
Yeah.
Verse 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what mean is this? Now watch verse 13. We tongue talkers are branded.
Yeah.
In the body of Christ. We are branded.
Yeah.
And they think we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But Lord, I'm getting so blessed. I'm getting so blessed. I mean, they can see you're getting blessed, don't want to see it. Because it's so disturbed. Others mocking, saying, these men are full of new wine. They were right. But it wasn't the type of wine they were talking about. And the Holy Spirit give you the same type of effect that regular wine give you. You just drunk in another dimension. See, the old wine will make you do bad things. The new wine make you do good things. The old wine is in the natural. The new wine is in the supernatural. Come on now, talk to me. See, yes, you're going to be drunk sometime. Many times your pastor come here drunk. I'm half drunk right now. But it's on the new wine. It's on the spirit. You understand? Now, if you had any problem when you came here, it ought to be solved by now. And that's what it's all about. That's what we're saying here. You ought to get your answer. You should have got your answer. You should have more courage, more confidence to face whatever you're dealing with. Don't just sit there and say amen and don't let this get down in you, to build your courage and give you access and an anointing to go back and handle that thing different. That's why we come here. That's why. So God can talk to you through his servant.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. This ain't about all them notes you got. Thank God for the notes. But do the notes have you? Are you going to spend more time with the notes? Are you going to listen? Are you going to act on it? See what I'm saying? It's not just your duty coming out here tonight. You come out here before the living God, the living Christ, the living Holy Spirit, the living Word, the living kingdom. You come up to stir the kingdom of God on the inside of you to deal with daily affairs in another dimension. You have no business being regular. You have no business rolling over. No, you know how to stand up and fight because you were that Bible study Tuesday night. Something, God said something to you. See, you're going to have to stop being normal.
Amen.
Stop letting other people change the station on your radio. You control that dial. It's yours. Your life belongs to you and God. Stop letting everybody down the street run your life. What you come here for, to get revelation, get insight, to know how the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And you'll know how to let him order your step.
Yes. Come on, man of God.
Come on, little Hassama now. Stop this normal living.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Stop duplication or duplicating,
yes, sir,
and start dominating. Yes, we must assemble ourselves, but you have a personal life that God wants you to live.
Yes. That's right.
Personal. It's personal.
Yes, sir.
And it should be filled with power. So you, right here in Acts 12, I'm going to close in a minute. Acts 12, Acts 2, I don't know where that one come from. Acts 2, they made mockery of them, but they had to come back to them.
Okay,
sir.
That's right.
Come on now, Apostle.
All right.
You get over in the third chapter, something started moving. Them people who like to have drunk with wine, they've been passing by that lamb man for 50 years. Them boys says, come with us a minute. And the man started walking, and they won't know. They won't put them in jail then. Because they ain't never, our church, they never saw no power like this. And y'all can't come here doing this. So every lamb moment, every moment in your life that you look like you are failing, and everything that is against you tonight, you in here and you watching, everything that is against you, this new wine is about to flush it. I wish you would hear the next thing I'm about to say, and I'm saying it in the spirit. Your life have come to a brand new bag tonight. You're going to operate different. If you heard what I say, oh, what a sweet place to be in. Expectation off the hook. Expectation off the hook. Expectation is off the hook. Listen, I hear it. The blessings are calling. I said the blessings are calling. Spirit said, all your crawling days are over. Trying to get by, trying to get some. Just follow what the man of God have said to you tonight. Little bit at a little bit, little bit at a little bit. Look back at your note. Practice that day. Practice that the next day for the next day. But just watch something happen to you. I never come here to play with your life. I expect you to get results. I'm held accountable to feed you right. So I spend hours and hours and hours to get you to feed you right. And my wife over there, she can tell you how much hours I spend. My children know. I'm speaking to you out of a gift.
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking to you out of a life that is working. Not a life that's guessing. Not me and you both say, well, I don't know if it can work. No, I'm speaking of a life is working. See? See? I told about a man in the minister's conference. He's praying 2 hours a day in tongue, and he got so much result. I'll tell you about another one in a few minutes. He got so much result. Him and another man talked. He started praying 7 hours a day in tongue for 2 years. Then I was watching another apostle who is 96 years of age, in good strength, moving around. And I saw myself 96, you know. Hey, I was in Florida. Still ministering to minister. And he said, I don't fast like I used to fast and pray as long as I used to pray because my body can't handle it. He said, I get fired up. So I just, because if I pray too much, I'm going to have too much fire. Look at you, ain't got no fire at all. Man said, if I pray too much, so I don't fast as pray as much as I used to. He said, because I would have too much fire for my body. And his body, I mean, he walking around, he helped him. But he said, but I have too much fire. Write these down now. Turn to 2 Corinthians 10. I'm going to give you two more. 2 Corinthians 10. And write this down. The supernatural cannot be understood in the natural. And what we're dealing with this new wine is being, B-E-I-N-G, understanding, speaking, singing, giving, submitting. New wine cannot be put in old containers. Now, one of the things that this new wine, drinking the new wine all the time, I begin to write some things the Spirit of God was giving me. And I tell you, the Holy Ghost is coming on me now. I'm trying to stay here with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My life will never be the same. I'm going to have me some joy. I'm going to have me some peace. All right. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in studying here, God gave me four or five things. When you drinking new wine, praying in the Holy Ghost, expecting the greatest things from God, he said, keeping all stronghold pulled down. There in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, is a mean whereby you can keep all strongholds pulled down. When that new wine is flowing, when, oh my goodness, it deals with strongholds. When you're praying in the Spirit, strongholds start getting on their knees because they recognize they're messing with somebody and know what they're talking about now. See, putting a stronghold on. Yeah, in 2 Corinthians 10:3, you see. Stronghold, and let me give it another way to you. Stronghold in your imagination. That you're not going to make it. Or that you have to sell it for less. Or you have to live like all the rest. None of that pertain to you. Are you listening to me? I said none of that pertain to you. So get that lie out your vocabulary. God got great and mighty things he's going to do with you, through you, and for you. I said, God got great and mighty things he's going to do with you, for you, and through you. His name is Emmanuel. If God is for me, who can be against me?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
See, so you pull on these strongholds. Strongholds maybe had a hold a long time. Let's just read here from the third verse. Say, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, weapon is plural there, of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ and having a ready to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. See, when you that new wine is flowing, it's pulling down no stronghold. Imagination, high thing, telling you can't do it, you can't handle this, you can't do this. This is the farther you can go. This is the farther grandma went. Well, I ain't going down grandma track that much. I got to go on further. Keep moving. Every generation should go further. Grandma wants you to go further. Grandpa wants you to go further. See, when you're praying, when you're flowing, you're drinking this new wine, you get into another dimension, another revelation, another understanding, another wisdom. And try. You'll lack it.
Yes, sir.
For lack of a better word, just throw a fit in tongue tomorrow. Well, not how long, but how strong. Don't just speak in word and not listening and looking and learning and leaning. Take off all the things. Listen when you're praying in the Spirit. Look when you're praying in the Spirit. Learn when you're praying in the Spirit and lean when you're praying in the Spirit. Don't just pray in tongues. God's going to talk back to you. Be ready to have an interpretation. He may say something, look like a riddle. Yep. It may look like a riddle, but it's a revelation. But you got to be tuned in. You can't throw caution to the wind, just start praying in tongue and don't expect God to do something. See, that's the time, people say, I spend my time praying in the Spirit. Did God say anything? I never pray and God don't talk. But I expect him to talk. Then most of the time when he talk, I don't understand what he's saying. I said, what is this? What that? Now, Lord, I need you to help me. What that mean? You got to give you one word to solve 95 problems. But you need the interpretation of it. So you can ask him. You can stop praying in tongues. And Lord, I don't understand. What that word? Because the word, that same word keep coming out your mouth. 5, 6, 7. That's, I said, what is this, Lord? The word, I wasn't even thinking about this. What does the word mean? Then he might give you 2 more words. Then he might give you a sentence. Then he's trying to pick your pen up. Now you might have to write 3 pages. Then when you go back and read it, he'll solve everything you're dealing with. See, so it's not just praying in the syllable, it's listening. Because praying in the spirit caused the new wine to start flowing. Yeah, see, I'm getting something here. When you praying in the spirit, the new wine, it bursts every bottle of lies. It bursts every bottle that tell you you can't go no further. Because the old bottle cannot hold the new wine you're drinking. So my brothers and sisters, can't leave your vocabulary tonight. Because you know how to travel in untraveled territory by praying in the spirit and letting the new wine flow all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, it would enable you to stand dressed in the spirit by putting on the armor of God every day. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians 6, when you're praying in the spirit, you're putting on the armor of God. You're drinking, but you're getting dressed too. I say you're drinking, but you're getting dressed too. I say you're drinking, but you're getting dressed too. See, you can't be drinking and don't put the right attires on. Because you're about to go into another dimension, so you got to be wearing the right gear. Hallelujah! So you're getting drunk and changing your clothes at the same time. You get my drift, don't you? Huh? Notice that. It says, finally, my brethren, 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be weak in the Lord, in the power of your own might. Isn't that what it said? What it said? Power of his might. See, you be undressed of your regular power. Then he takes over. You're operating by faith, right?
Yes.
Now you're gonna drink this wine. You gotta operate by faith because there's gonna be some prison you're gonna have to step into. Your natural mind gonna say, "Oh no, no way I can do that." Shut up.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta get drunk. That's why you gotta get drunk in the spirit because you're not gonna ever go there if you're gonna let the natural man talk to you. He can't go there. Finally, my brother. Finally, after all the. Paul taught in Ephesians, he said, finally, my brother, I've taught you all this, but be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes.
Are you strong in the Lord?
Yes.
Say yes, fool me.
Yes.
Are you in the power of his might?
Yes.
Say yes louder than that.
Yes.
Believe it.
Yes.
Receive it.
Yes.
Don't just read it.
Yes.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
Jesus
paid for me
to be strong
in the Lord
and in the power of his might. So, this drinking need a certain, I got it, Lord. This drinking need a certain type of dressing. You can't just drink and don't dress. D-R-E-S-S. If you can drink in the Spirit, hallelujah, you can dress in the Spirit. This armor is dressing in the Spirit. This is not talking about a physical armor. It's talking about a spiritual armor. See, you got to dress your soul up in this. You got to dress your thinking up. Huh? Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities who already defeated, against power already defeated, against the root of darkness of this world already defeated, against spiritual wickedness in high places already defeated if you dress right. They lie to you that they got power over you. But when you dress right spiritually, you're drinking right and you dress right, if you have the right garment on, you can have them. Are you seeing me?
Yes, sir.
It says, it says, verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole arm of God. Take the whole arm, don't take part of it, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand therefore, having your line girt about with truth, you're with me? And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, where will you be able to quench, oh my goodness, all the fiery darts of the wicked. What all mean? Nothing left. All mean law. All. And take the hammer of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Which is the word of God.
Yeah.
Now, let's get some wine in here.
All right. Yeah.
Let's take a drink.
Yeah.
We all dressed up and I drank.
Yeah.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You see, now you're drinking. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all sin. Then he talked about Paul, talked about his speaking, that pray for him that he have utterance, that he may speak boldly as he ought to speak.
Yeah.
But there, proper dressing. You got to have proper dressing when you're drinking.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
And then there is, my brothers and sisters, I wrote, pressing in the Spirit by divine strength. Pressing in the Spirit by divine strength. When you're praying and drinking new wine, you're pressing in the Spirit, not by your own strength, but you're pressing in a divine realm by divine strength.
Yes, sir.
You can't explain it. Now let me prophesy. I see your position expanding. That's what I heard. I see from the lesson tonight, I see your position in life expanding. I see you coming into a divine position in every situation. The stranglehold has been broken. That which seemed like it didn't want to turn you loose have to take his hand off of you tonight. You are in a region and realm of the Spirit that is not normal. Blessing are ready to flow. You will not have to fight as long anymore. Your fights will become shorter. Because you have come into another dimension of the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost is on your side. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! somebody, the Holy Ghost on my side.
The Holy Ghost
is going to help me to deal with whatever I have to deal with tomorrow, the next day, next week, next month, next year. Now I know I'm never by myself. I always have supernatural help. I'll try a few more things. Keeping all strongholds put on, staying dressed in the Spirit by putting on the whole arm of God every day. And we're pressing in the Spirit by divine strength. Put on, let's write down Philippians 3:10. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 through 14. And then if I can get back to it, we'll go farther in it. You may be seated.
Amen.